Hello, thank you for coming to my podcast. This is Daisy. So I just wanted to start. Sorry, that was my phone. But today I'm going to tell you about the tool I chose for my classroom, and it's Google Docs. So the first thing I wanted to talk about was discovery. What I learned about, or the information about the tool. And that's, the first thing is the collaboration. So up to 200 people can work on a Google Doc at once. So that means I could have multiple classes, like working on the same, or looking at the same syllabus. You know, I could share it with up to 200 people for one doc. The next thing is that it's easily portable. You can take it anywhere, and it updates and saves information automatically, so you'll never lose your work. Another thing about Google Docs is it's easy to use. For people who aren't familiar with technology or computers and all that, there's so many tutorials widely available, and it's very simple. And the next thing I want to talk about is interpretation. So the information about the things that I learned about the tool. So I learned you can save different file types using Google Docs. So you can say like a Word doc, a PDF, an XLS, HTML. Like you can save so many different kinds of documents. It's pretty much, it's anything. The next thing that I learned is that there's so many different templates on Google Docs. Like there's templates for resumes, for basically everything. And the third thing that I learned about Google Docs is that you can revert back to old versions. So this is actually helpful if you make a mistake or you go too far, like ahead, and you want to revert back. It's really awesome. I really like that tool because they don't have that on Microsoft Word or anything else. So, the next thing I wanted to talk about was ideation. So, that's information on how this tool can be used in classrooms. So, I was playing around with Google Docs, and I realized you can create graphics. Yes. There's a polyline and Snap2 guide tool. And there's also tutorials on this on YouTube as well. But there's tools in Google Docs that you can use to create your own graphics, and I thought that was so cool because then everyone in my class could draw their little, you know, their own little drawing, and we could have a discussion about how they can relate that to the lesson plan. So I thought that was really awesome. Another thing is for the how that can be used in a classroom is you can link articles and videos, like any links, and everyone would be able to access it. And that's really good. That's really useful. And for experimentation, I was just trying to see, you know, I'm already pretty familiar with Google Docs because I've been using it throughout high school and now in college. But some things that I didn't know was you can actually make graphs and you can put data into your graphs and, you know, analyze and stuff like that. I did not know that. That was cool. I made different graphs. Just, you know, you can do different colors with the bars. There's different kinds of graphs. And you can also create your own shortcuts. So aside from making links, you can also link to a different page within a Google Doc. That was really cool. I noticed my teacher for integrating technology into education actually has a lot of shortcuts within her handbook for this classroom, and that was really cool. So now I watched some tutorials on how to do that, and now I can do that myself, so that was awesome. And the last thing I wanted to talk about was evolution. So how I could see myself using Google Docs in my own classroom and what I liked about the tool. So I would definitely be using Google Docs as a collaboration tool. Like I said, 200 students, you know, I could even have students from multiple classrooms, you know, talking with other students from the other classrooms and, you know, just make the discussion so much, like so many more people and so many much more input. The next thing that I really liked about this tool is there's an offline feature, so kids can do their homework from anywhere. You don't need Wi-Fi to use Google Docs. There's an offline feature, and it'll save your work no matter where you are. And this is awesome because they can do it on the bus home, you know? They can do it when they're at their parents' friend's house, anytime, basically. They'll never have any more excuses of that, you know, their dog ate their homework or they didn't have Wi-Fi, anything like that. I'll be glad to know that they won't have an excuse to not do their homework. So another thing I would use for Google Docs in my classroom, I would use color coding so I could assign each student a color. And that way I could automatically, you know, I would memorize whose color was who, and I could just read through it smoothly and, you know who's saying what to who. You know, and there could be like a little key so other people could see who else is talking. You know, I think that's really helpful when you have a lot of students and you're trying to keep track. The last thing that I would use is, well, with the color coding, that's a good way to track, like, who's participating. Like, if I assign group work, the color coding will help me see to ensure everyone is, like, working evenly, not, like, all the work is going on to one person. So I think that's about sums up why I like Google Docs, and I will definitely be using that in my classroom. And, you know, there's so much more to learn about it. I learned a lot just doing this assignment, so I can imagine how much more I'll learn using it in my career. So thank you for coming, and I hope you guys have a good day. Thank you.